Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 9th. You'll be interested to know, 117 years ago, today in 1808, Orville Wright achieved the first one-hour airplane flight at Fort Myer, Virginia, marking a triumphant leap in human flight and inspiring generations of aviators. This remarkable milestone, celebrated for its endurance and pioneering spirit, represents a joyous celebration of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the dawn of modern aviation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions stay clean until about 11 when it shifts to fair. By 1 o'clock, winds start coming onshore at 8 miles per hour, making it choppy for the rest of the day. Expect continued choppy conditions into the evening, with winds increasing to 12 miles per hour. Best underride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds. And the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6 feet, just before 11 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide, just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain steady with waves at 2 to 3 feet and clean mornings on Wednesday. Thursday sees similar size with fair conditions throughout the day, maintaining rideable surf. Friday shifts to slightly choppy conditions as winds increase, but still offers 2+ foot waves, especially in the evening, making Wednesday the standout day for cleaner surf. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 68 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy drizzle and patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Wednesday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 70. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 64. Thursday remains mostly cloudy, with a high near 69. Thursday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. and remains mostly cloudy, with a low around 62. On Friday, look for patchy fog before 11 a.m. and mostly cloudy skies with a high near 70. Friday night features patchy fog after 11 p.m., remaining mostly cloudy, with a low around 63. Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 71. Saturday night will have patchy fog after 11 p.m. and partly cloudy skies, with a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, concerns are rising again about a proposed housing project along the north shore of Big Bear Lake, which is set for consideration by the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday. The more than 62-acre Moon Camp project aims to create 50 lots for custom homes and a marina with 55-vote slips in the Fonskin community. Environmental advocates, including Friends of Big Bear Valley, argue that the development could harm local wildlife, particularly bald eagles, who nest nearby and rely on the area for foraging. Executive Director Sandy Steers emphasized the need to protect habitats, stating, We want this valley and the environment to maintain its integrity. Now on to sports. J.J. McCarthy struggled early, but his run game helped spur a come-from-behind win over the Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings began their new era at quarterback with a thrilling 27-24 victory over their NFC North rival. While McCarthy will receive attention for his debut, it was the Vikings' defense that kept them in the game. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams completed his first 10 passes, but the offense stalled, not scoring again until late in the fourth quarter. McCarthy accounted for 3 touchdowns, showcasing his ability to win. Next, the Vikings face the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears will play the Detroit Lions. In local sports, last night at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers won over the Rockies 3-1. Persita scored in the 7th after Betts singled to center, while Scott earned the save with 1 inning pitched and no runs allowed. The boys in blue finished with 4 hits and 0 errors, leaving 6 runners on base. Dodgers pitcher Glasnow took the win, improving to 2-3 with a strong 7 innings. The Dodgers are now 80-64. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Rockies in Los Angeles for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Emmett Sheehan is 5-3 with a 3.59 earned run average, faces German Marquez, who is 3-12 with a 6.1. First pitch is at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium with a temperature of 73 degrees and sunny skies. In top news, sad news for nostalgic travelers, as the days of admiring new stamps in your passport are almost at an end. Many countries are moving away from passport stamps in favor of digital alternatives that are more secure and efficient. This transition is already occurring in some places, with more airports expected to follow. Experts suggest that while this change may feel emotional, it aims to streamline travel and enhance border security. Countries like Australia and Singapore have already adopted digital systems. By October, the European Union will begin implementing its new biometric entry and exit system. In business news, U.S. clothing retailers are testing a full-price strategy as affluent shoppers continue spending, with little pushback so far. Stock market gains are benefiting wealthy consumers, prompting retailers like Levi Strauss to introduce more full-price products. Levi's chief financial officer, Harmit Singh, noted there has been no demand slowdown despite price increases. The Levi's consumer largely earns $100,000 and over, he said. Ralph Lauren, Under Armour, and Abercrombie & Fitch are also embracing this strategy. According to Moody's Analytics, the wealthiest 10% of Americans now account for half of all consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to $112,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.95. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. PFAS can repel water, oil, sweat, dirt, and heat, making them ideal for outdoor gear. But what about the impacts of these forever chemicals on the environment and human health? The first PFAS were developed in the 1930s and have since been used in countless consumer goods. Their harmful effects on the environment and human health are increasingly being recognized. Last year, 59 leading scientists urged the UK government to regulate PFAS. Studies link PFAS contamination to increased cancer risks and reproductive issues. Despite some brands transitioning to PFAS-free products, a report found that 82% still use PFAS. Legislation is tightening globally, with bans now in effect or planned in several regions. Consumers can support brands that have made the switch to PFAS-free alternatives. The most ecologically sustainable products are the ones we already own. And in entertainment news, Nuremberg is generating Oscar buzz, with Russell Crowe delivering his best work since Cinderella Man. As Lea Woodall emerges as a breakout contender, James Vanderbilt's courtroom drama Nuremberg, rooted in history, is a timely and awards-worthy film. It interrogates the foundations of justice in today's political landscape. Crowe's portrayal of Hermann Göring is commanding, capturing his paradoxical charisma and monstrosity. Woodall, best known for The White Lotus, delivers an emotional performance as a translator. The film's crisp production design and unique screenplay position it as a possible Best Picture candidate, reflecting the fierce urgency of now. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.